Bezos Hashem Yisparech, today we begin Daf Chof in Seches Brachos, the 19th Daf in Shas, 6 lines from the bottom in Yutesam Abeis. The Gemara on the top of Yutesam Abeis, 5 lines in, quoted a very important rule from Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav. And that is, if someone has found Klayim, either on his Beged, as the Girsa in front of us, or some learn, finds Klayim on the Beged of somebody else, that's a machlokus between Rambam and Rush, that we did not mention yesterday. Either way, the Gemara evokes the rule based on the pasuk in Mishlei, "Ein chachma, ein tfuna, ein eitzel neged Hashem," that even though it is extremely embarrassing to be derobed in public, nevertheless, the dindo writes docha kavod abrios. The Gemara raises the very real possibility that when it comes to the rabbanans, maybe kavod abrios will be docha. The Gemara continues to test the scope and the breadth of these rules. 6 lines from the bottom, the Gemara quotes a pasuk in regards to a nazir. The Torah tells us, "Ulachoso la'aviv ulima lach la'achoso lo yitam elohem," that when it comes to these close relatives, a nazir should not be metame. A nazir, of course, is kodesh, not allowed to be metame himself. He's not allowed to be metame even to these close relatives. Rashi quotes the Medrash Halacha that points out that these relatives are superfluous. The Torah already says, "Al nafesh meis lo yavok," that he should not be metame himself to anybody. Why does he need to say aviv ima achiv achoso? Rashi explains, aviv comes to preclude a meis mitzvah. In other words, for a meis mitzvah, he will be metame. Li'imo, etc., etc., see Rashi. The Gemara picks up with this drasha of the Sifri. Tashma, ula achoso, matam alom. Why does it say achoso? Hare. It's coming to describe the following case. Shayaholech lishchoris pischov alom les beno. Fellow is going to circumcise his son, or to bring Karban Pesach. Veshama shemeis lo meis. And he hears that a karov has died. Yachol lasev litame. I would have a hamina that he should go back and be metame. Amrit lo yitama. The Torah, by nazir, is evoking lo yitama for all people if they're on their way to do a mitzvah. Period. Yachol. I might think, kishem shein metam lehem, kachein metam lehem eis mitzvah. I would think that this would apply even if the dead is a meis mitzvah. Tamalomar ulachoso. That's why the Torah says, by nazir ulachosa. Emphasize, lachosa hu dein metame, avol metame hu, lemei smitzvah. He shouldn't defile himself to his sister, but he can defile himself to a mei smitzvah. Ask the Gemara, my why? Lema ein chachma vein tfuna vein eitzel neged Hashem. Let us say that the Torah says you're supposed to do this mitzvah, Karban Pesach. So why is Kavod Abrios Doche meis mitzvah? And says the Gemara, Shani Hasim Dechsiv Ulachosar. Here you have a special Xeris HaKlasiv. Really, Kavod Abrios of a meis mitzvah shouldn't push away the mitzvah you're involved in. However, there's a Xeris HaKlasiv Ulachoso that tells us that there is this time a meis mitzvah pushes away, the Kavod of a meis mitzvah pushes away the other mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, Velugmar Mina. And why don't we learn from this to apply to Klayim? Rav Yehuda Merav had told us in the beginning of Tesla Mebez that we don't say Kavod Abrios is Doche, the mitzvah d'oraisa Klayim. Over here we see Kavod Ameis is Doche, the mitzvah of Nazir. Answers the Gemara, Shev al Tasis Shani. That when it comes to cases of where you sit and you do nothing, so then in such a case, then we will say that Kavod Hameis will be Dochada. To tell you to go become Vasei and violate, even in the case of Kavod, that we won't do. But if it's Sheva Al Tassim, you're sitting and doing nothing, then you would not be required to violate. For example, we had in the Gemara on Yutesam Abeis that because of Kavod Malchei Yisrael, we put ourselves in position, a Kohen, for Safek Tumah D'Rabbanan. However, for a Savik Tumah D'oraisa to get up and put yourself, B'kum V'aseh, even for Kavod, that you wouldn't do on a daraisa, only a drabana. However, if we were involved in a case which we would say, just sit and take care of the meis mitzvah and don't continue on for the Pesach, there we will say the kavod of the meis mitzvah is docha, even the daraisa of Karban Pesach. There is a very basic question of pshat in our sugya, and that is the Gemara on its simplest level seems to be saying that our case is different because it's Sheval Tasa. And since it's Sheval Tasa, then even if it's a Doraisa, Kavod Abrios would tell you Sheval Tasa. What is our case? So that was the case of Meis Mitzvah. When it comes to Meis Mitzvah, that doesn't seem Sheval Tasa. Meis Mitzvah says, go and be Mitami yourself to a Meis Mitzvah. This is Rashi's question. Rashi's answer is quite complex. Tosas has his Terusim. Other Rishonim have their Terusim. We will leave that question off as a Tzarechiyun. Please see Rashi and Tosas. The Gemara now begins a totally new topic. I'm only Rav Papa La'abaye. 5 lines from the top. Maishna Rishonim de Israchash lo Nisa. Maishna Anon lo Misrachash lo Nisa. Why is it that in the earlier generations that they were Zochet to see Nisim? And because in our generation, we don't encounter miracles. Says the Gemara, imishum tenuye, if it's because they were great in Limud Torah, v'shneid Rabbi Yehuda kula tenuye ben Ziganave. We have a tradition from in Gemara learning of Baba Kama, Baba Mesiyah, Baba Basra, and Ezekin makes one wise, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda's dart was Osekin. If you're going to say that they all knew Ben Ezekin Hava, Vanan, but our generation, Kamasishan Shisha Sidre, we know all six, Sidre Mishnais. V'chi Avimati, Rav Yehuda Be'uktsin, Ha'isha She'Kvevesha, Yerek Bikdera, that is a Mishnah in Taurus and Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, discussing the status of a woman that soaks Yerek in a pot, vis-a-vis the halach of Tumah v'Tahara. V'amrilan, some said when he got up to a different case of Kavush, Zaysim Shekavsham v'Trafeyen Tahorin, that is an Uktsin, then Rav Yehuda used to get stuck, and he used to comment, Havayis the Rav Shmuel Kachazin Acha. It is as hard to me, I see the questions of Rav and Shmuel. V'anan, our generation is better, exclaims the Rav Papa to Abaye. Because Masnina Uksin Tlesha Masifta. We learn Uksin in 13 times in Mishnayos and Brisos. So why is it that we are not Zocha to experience these types of Nisim? Vila Rav Yehuda. However, when it came to Rav Yehuda, when he took off even already just one of his shoes because of a tightness for rain, asimitra, immediately rain came. Vanan, and we are mitzvah ourselves, we fast a lot, and we cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'les the mashkech, but it seems like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not listening to us. Ask Rav Papa Tabaye, why is that? If we're learning more. Answers Abaye, have a kamasri nam shayu hakadushas Hashem. They used to be milasa nefesh for kiddush Hashem. Anan lo masri nefesh kiddushas Hashem. But we're not moser nefesh for kiddush Hashem. This Gemara, of course, is a very powerful muster. I feel that even in our generation, when we compare ourselves to previous generations, Baruch Hashem, there is so much learning of Torah in Klal Yisrael today. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should only increase it. We daven. But at the same time, sometimes we feel that the dveikus that we had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in previous generations, my grandfather, who was a working man, somehow I sometimes feel he felt that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he had HaKadosh Baruch Hu do more nisim for him because of his mesiras nefesh for Kiddush Hashem. The reason why the Gemara brought this up over here, presumably is because we've been discussing Klayim Bebigdo. And for a person to take off Klayim in the street, that is Mesiras Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem. The Gemara gives example of Kiddush Hashem. Yodar Avad Barabbas. The Adar Avad Chazil Ahu Kusis. He saw a Gentile woman, davis levisha karvelosa b'shuka. She was wearing a beged called karvelusa in the shuk. There are at least three explanations in the Rishonim what exactly karvelosa is, which, as we're going to see in a moment, Rav Avda bar Rava tore it off the person who he thought was a Bas Yisrael, and it's an inappropriate beged. According to Rashi, it is a beged of officers, and it seems that according to Rashi, Rav Avda bar Rava was thought that that was a zilzul in the tznius of Klal Yisrael to wear such a fancy beged. According to the pshat on the side of the Gemara, karvelusa is an expression used for the fancy feathers on a tarnagol that's there to draw attention. And this is a beged edom, a red dress, which was not tznius. That's the position of the aruch. Third explanation, the Beis Yosef in Yoredeh and Simon Shin Gimel is quoted as saying that over here she was wearing klai. Either way, however you are going to read it, it was a beggar that was inappropriate. Savar de Bas Yisraeli, only because he thought that it was a Jewish woman, and therefore Kol Yisrael arayed himself as that. Kam karimine, he tore it off her. Igloi milsa de kusisi. It turns out that she was a Gentile. He had made a mistake. He was punished. Shemuhu, it was estimated, Barba Me'azuzi, that that embarrassment that he had caused her was 400 zuz. Amarlei, Rav Avda bar Rava asked her after he was fined, Mashemeh, he asked the woman, what's her name? Amarlei Maton, that was a Babylonian name, a feminine name. Amarlo, he said to her, Maton, Maton, Arba Me'azuzi Shavi. Rashi says that he was looking for a hint in her name to what had happened to him. Rashi says that the name Rav Avda bar Rava said was Gorimim, that her name was Maton. Maton is very similar to the word Mason, which is 200. 200 plus 200 is 400. According to Rashi, Rav Avda bar Rava, either figuratively or literally, was saying that her name was Gorim, his mistake. The Gemara begins to describe, after the two dots, a different phenomenon. It's a little unclear to me, although there must be an explanation, what the relationship between the previous Gemara and this Gemara is. Rav Gidl have a rogel to have a kozel v'yosef ashar at the tefillah. Very dramatic Gemara. Rav Gidl used to go and wait at the gates where women went to the mikvah and used to stand there. Amar lohu, he would instruct the nashim, the women, how to do tefillah. Hachi tefilu v'hachi tefilu. This is how you should do tefillah. Amulei Rabbanan. Rabbanan exclaimed to him, look, Hamistafi Marmi Yetzahara, you're talking to women and describing them tefillah? You're not afraid from the Yetzahara? Amulei Damiu Ba'apoi v'kaiki chiyuri. They appear to me like white geese. In other words, I don't see at all the Yetzahara in them because he was so focused on Avodas HaKodesh, Yetzahara didn't appear at all. Rabbi Yochanan also did a similar thing. Have a ragged out the cause of Yosef, Ashar de Tefillah. He would also go and sit by Ashar de Tefillah. Amr, he said, Kisokim Benos Yisrael. When the Benos Yisrael leave, the Asim Tefillah, and they come back from their Tefillah, Mestaklin be, they'll see me. Venehavlu Zare de Shapiri Kavasi, and they will have beautiful children just like me. It's well known, the Gemara in Bava Metzia on Daf Pei Daled describes that Rabbi Yochanan had a beautiful countenance. It's interesting to note that Gemara in another place describes Rabbi Yochanan as being clean-shaven. But either way, Rabbi Yochanan's cheshbon was like this. The Ramban in the Igeres HaKodesh, we discuss this in our Shalom Bayis Shurim in the context of intimacy, writes that how Tashmish is done and what a person sees by Tashmish is going to affect the child. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan wanted the women to see someone with such a countenance. Amalei Rabbanan, similarly Rabban asked, Lo Stafi Mar Me'enei Bisha, are you not afraid from Ayin Hara? If people see that you're handsome and they notice and talk about it, then there will be something negative that might be brought upon you because of the kinna of others. This is how the Maharal explains the concept of Ayin Hara. There are other explanations for it. Either way, he was asked, are you not afraid? And he responded, Armelu Anom is there at Yosef, because you know, I come from the offspring of Yosef. And when it comes to Yosef, there, the Lo Shaltaba Eina Bisha, there, Ayin Hara, it doesn't rest, because Yosef Ben Paras Yosef Ben Paras Ale Oyin. I heard from Rabbi David Chatera's, Abu Chatera's mouth, that expression, Ben Paras Ale Oyin, Ben Paras Yosef, Ben Paras Ale Oyin, to chase away Yetzer Hara, and that's the expression in regards to Yosef HaTzadik, Ale Oyin, that he's above the eye, he's above the Yetzer Hara. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina says that we know that in regards to Yosef from a different pasuk. V'yidgu l'rov b'keras haret, that his children should multiply. That was a blessing that his children got from his father, from Yaakov Avinu. Ma'adogim shabiyam mechassan le'en, they're just like on the fish, the water covers them. Ve'inayin har shalet esbam, avzara shal Yosef, so too, children of Yosef, ein ayin har shalet esbam. V'yibayseima ayin shalo ratza lozum imashayin shalo, ein ayin har shalet esbam. If an eye doesn't want to take something that doesn't belong to him, he has no desire, he's not mechamed things that don't belong to him, so then in such a case, an ayin ra'ah will not be sholet on him. Rashi explains that an individual who doesn't look at his neighbor's wife and doesn't desire her, so then in such a case, he will have ayin hara. And that's exactly what happened with Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik did not want at all to marry the wife of his master, so he was zoche that an ayin hara should not affect him. Therefore, the Iba Yisema is really explaining why Yosef did not have a yetzer hara that would be sholeit on him. Bezras Hashem, we begin a new Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Amud Aleph, the last line. Noshim v'avodim uktanim pturim mikriyishma. Women, servants, and minors are potter from kriyishma. Umin atfilin v'chayavim betfilom aziza u'beberchas hamazon. But they are chayiv in tefillah and mezuzah and berachas hamazon. Rashi, right off the bat, gives us some explanations. So let's see the Rashi inside. Firstly, in the Mishnah, Rashi writes, Nashim avadim uktanim raptum kriyishma. Says, Rashi shumitzvah satay shazman grama, v'kaimlam v'kedushin d'nashim turos mido. Writes the famous rule that women are exempt from mitzvah satay shazman grama. Rashi asks, Utfilin nami mitzvah satay shazman grama. The Savar Laila v'Shabbos Lazman Tfilin. If you assume, this is Machlokas in the Gemara, that the nighttime and as well as Shabbos, they're not the time that's appropriate for Tfilin, that you can't wear Tfilin during that time, so then, in such a case, women would also be exempt because mitzvah satay shazman grama. Kriyishma as well is dependent on time. Tanim continues Rashi. Afil kodin shigil chinuk lo etilu al ov lechanko kriyishma. Rashi's position is that the reason why Katan is always potter is because the father isn't always around at the time that Kriyishma hints. Hence, the father does not have a mitzvah to be mechanech the child, even though there are other mitzvot. For example, let's say alikosos or matzah, that the father would have the mitzvah to be mechanech his son. Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos Divrei Maaseh Luktanim takes issue with Rashi, and he objects that the Gemara in Sukkah says that when it comes to a child who is able to be shomer his tefillin, the father has a responsibility to buy him tefillin. One of the lists over here was tefillin, and we said that the child is potter from tefillin. Why? The Mishnah in Sukkah says when he's a bar chiyuv, he is chayiv. It must be, says Rabbi Imtah. Now we're talking about a child who's below the age of chinuch, and a child who doesn't know how to speak and to read a pasuk is going to be exempt from kriyishma. If he doesn't know how to watch tefillin, he'll be exempt from tefillin. However, if he does know how to speak, and he does know how to watch his tefillin, the father will have a mitzvah to be mechanech, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, we're talking about a child below chinuch, while Rashi says that we're talking about a child above chinuch. Let's continue with Rashi on Talmud Beis. Uminat tefillin, the child is exempt from tefillin. Rashi explained, Mishum, the stam katan eyodea lishmar gufo, shloyach b'yachben. A regular child doesn't know not to pass gas in tefillin. We could be mazbe Rashi's lishitaso, and does not describe a child shelo agia lechinuch. He describes stam katan, any child, Rashi feels, is the average child, will not reach that barometer in sukkah. Hence, Rashi will disagree with Tosos, as above mentioned. V'chayovim b'tfila, however, women and children are chayiv in tfila. Rashi explains, tfila rachmihu. Tfila is about rachamim. It's a spontaneous act. U'midrabonon hi. And it's midrabonon. V'tignua aflanashim l'chinom k'tan. And it was instituted for women as well as for children who are the age of chinuch. The Gemara will ask, that's Pashut. It's not a mitzvah as man grama. Berchas Hamazon, the Gemara is going to ask whether it's a chiyuv d'oraisa or d'rabban. Let's go on in the Gemara. Kriyishma. We said that Nashim are p'tur from Kriyishma. Ask the Gemara, Pshita, it's Pashut. Mitzvah as man grama. V'chol mitzvah as man grama, Nashim p'turas. Answers the Gemara, man the same, I would have thought, Hol v'ispa malchus shamanim. That since it has kabbalah zol malchus shamayim, we should be mechayiv nashim in it. Kamash malon, chiddush is that no. Since it's a zman grama, women are going to be exempt. We also learn uminat tefillin. Pshita asks the Gemara, mal the same mahol v'hishkishul mezuzah. I would have thought that since we equate mezuzah and tefillin together, because we have uchsavtam al mezuzah beisachu v'sharecha. Right after we have Ukshardam. So we would have thought that women would be Mechuyavos, even though it's a Mrs. Sesesh as Man Grama. Kamash Malon, no. They are Pturas as well. The Chayavim Mitfila says the Gemara, Derachmi Ninu. Tfila is a spontaneous expression begging for Rachmim. According to Rashi, that is why the Rabbanan were Mesakin it for women as well. So why would we even need to be mechadesh in our Mishnah, the chayiv in tefillah? It's a davar pashut. It's not connected to mitzvah saseshes man grama. Answers the Gemara, the same holds k'siv b'erevot k'vitzarayim. In tefillah, we describe our tefillah in the evening, the morning, and the afternoon. K'mitzvah saseshes man grama. Therefore, it's like a mitzvah saseshes man grama k'mashul, and the chiddush our Mishnah is not that way. Ube mezuzah. As well as women are chayav to mezuzah. Pshita is also pashut. Why would we have thought otherwise? Now the same holds k'shul Talmud Torah. Since mezuzah is equated to Talmud Torah, Rashi explains. Let's see Rashi inside. Nakish mezuzah Talmud Torah. The siv limatem osam espenechem l'samach leuksavtem. Right next to the pasuk limatem, we have uksavtem. Not Talmud Torah, nashim pturas. Just like when it comes to Talmud Torah, women are exempt, even though it's not zman grama. Rashi continues. So too, when it comes to mezuzah, I would have thought the same thing. Maybe the writing down of the mezuzah is the actual application of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, to learn the Torah and then to write it down. Hence, maybe women are pturos, kamash malon, the chiddush is not that way. We learn women are also chayavos and berachos hamazon, asks the Gemara as well, pshita, mal the same holo k'siv b'seis Hashem lochem, berev boso lechem, lechol v'lechem baboker lisboa, that the pasuk describes that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us bread in the morning and bread at night. It's all zman grama, we live from meal to meal. We sometimes don't think that way, but that's the truth. Mitzvah Saseshes Man Grama Dami. Therefore, maybe it's considered Mitzvah Saseshes Man Grama. It depends on the morning meal and the evening meal. Kamash Malon, the Chiddush is we don't look at it that way. We look at it as a general response to eating. Gemara begins to analyze. Amar Avada Bar Rava. Noshim Chayavos B'Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. Women are Mechuyavos in Kiddush on Shabbos. Amai, now that we're discussing Mrs. Sesesh Man Grama, let's ask, isn't that Mrs. Sesesh Man Grama? Mrs. Sesesh Man Grama, l'chol Mrs. Sesesh Man Grama, nashim pturas? Question mark. Amar Abaye, Abaye answered, midrabbanan. Really, women are only mechuyavos in Kiddush, midrabbanan, because they're exempt, since it's a Mrs. Sesesh Man Grama, depends on Shabbos. Amalei Rava Vadvar Torah Kamer. Mavada Bar Ava's rule meant even Minat Torah, not Midrabbanan. And then question remains. V'oy, another question. Kol mitzvah saseh nechayvinu Midrabbanan. If that's so, that the chiyuv of kiddush is Midrabbanan, even though it's mitzvah is Midrabbanan, why don't we say that when it comes to other mitzvahs like tefillin, etc., that we've seen in our mission, say that there's still chayiv Midrabbanan? Must be an interesting reason, correct. El Amar Rava, there's a different reason. Amar Kra, Pasuk says, Zachar Vishamar. We know, according to the Medrash, that Zachar Vishamar B'dibur Echad Nemru, that Zachar Vishamar is mentioned in one of the Aseret HaDibros, and then in the other. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually said both of them, B'vas Achas, to teach us, Kol Sheyeshna B'Shmira, Yeshna B'Shira. B'Hani Nishi, Hol Isno B'Shmira, Isno B'Shira. Anybody who has the responsibility of the Lavim of Shabbos automatically have the mitzvah of Zechira as well. Now that we're on the topic of the nature of women, chiyuvim, and other mitzvahs, the Gemara brings up another discussion that Rava had in this regard. Amalei Ravina the Rava. Ravina asked Rava, Nashim b'birchas hamazon d'oraisa d'rabbanan. Are Nashim chayavos in benching min haTorah or min d'rabbanan? Rashi learns that the shaila is that we might think that women are only chayim d'rabbanan because we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu in benching al ha'aretz ha'toyva asher nasanach, that he gave us the land of Eretz Yisrael. And we know that Eretz Yisrael was awarded to men, not to women, like we see in the parasha of Benos Slavchot. Tosus challenges that because Tosus says that Kohanim and Levim also did not receive in Eretz Yisrael. And we never had a Hava Amina that Kohanim and Levim are not Chayiv in Berachas HaMazon, which leads Tosus to say, no, that the Hava Amina was because we say in Berachas HaMazon, Al Berisra Shechasamta Bivserenu. And since women don't have a bris, so then maybe the chiyuv is d'rabban. Either way, whether like Rashi or like Tosis, the Gemara poses a shaila. The Gemara, of course, doesn't like to just discuss theoretical questions. It wants to know a practical difference. L'may nafgimina. What's the difference? Lafuki raim dechalosa. In terms of being most the others. I amr bishlema d'oraisa, asi d'oraisa, mafik d'oraisa. If she has a chiyuv d'oraisa, then she could come and be most the a man who is chayim min haTorah. Eli amr d'rabbanan. But if it's only the Rabban, have a she'en mechuyi b'davar, she's not mechuyi v'nit min haTorah, v'chol she'en mechuyi b'davar, ein motzi es harabim yidei chavasa. Then in such a case, she would not be able to be motzi a male. Mai, what is halacha? Tashma, come in here, I'll bring you a proof. Be'emes amru, ben mevarech la'aviv, ve'eved mevarech la'rabo, ve'isha mevareches la'baylo. In truth, says the Braisa in Sukkah, that a son could make a bracha for his father, a servant for his master, and a woman for her husband. Aval amru chacham tavay me'era, it's a curse to a person. It speaks terribly of him. La adam sheishto banu mevarchin la, a man who needs his wife and sons. In those days, both the wife and children weren't very well educated, so you make a bracha for them. And it's an embarrassment. Now, what's mashma from this braisa? The inference is that in terms of basic halachic obligation, they can, a child and a wife can be motzi. I amrit bishlema d'oraisa, if you're going to say zechiv d'oraisa, asi d'oraisa, mafik d'oraisa. It's a me'era, it's a very embarrassing, it's almost a curse, but nevertheless, halachically, the one d'oraisa could be motzi, another d'oraisa, then if we assume a woman has zechiv d'oraisa, everything is smooth. Eli I amrit d'rabbanan, but if we would say a woman's zechiv is only mid'rabbanan, asi d'rabbanan, mafik d'oraisa, can the Rabbanan come along and be motzi or the Araisa? Question mark. Says the Gemara, all right, we got a proof. And that is that woman's chiv is the Araisa. Hence, she can be motzi a man, it'll just be a me'er. Asks the Gemara, but that won't fit because the Araisa all talks about the katan. But according to your reasoning, what about katan? A katan is not a bar chiyuv. That, in other words, it's asked an exclamation. Katan bar chiyuv is a katan a bar chiyuv? He's not. Ella. So the Gemara says, you must say that in the Braisa we're talking about the following instance. We must say, that in this Braisa we're talking about is the following. That the male who normally is Chayim Midrabbanan ate less than a shear. To be Chayim Midrabbanan, you need to eat either a Kzayis according to Rabbi Meir or a beitza, according to Rabbi Yehuda. If you eat lanat, then the chiyuv is only, of benching is only midrabanan. Hence, a katan will be able to be motzi a gadol. Da'asi d'rabanan, umafik d'rabanan, the Gemara concludes. One d'rabanan could be motzi another d'rabanan. Similarly, when it comes to the Isha, it could very well be that a woman's chiyuv is only midrabanan. However, if we're talking about where the male only ate a chiyuv d'rabanan, one d'rabanan could be motzi another d'rabanan. Tosfos in Megillah on Yutes Amud Beis understands our Gemara in the following way. Tosfos says that when you have a katan who eats a shir d'oraisa, and therefore, on the one hand, he's chayiv min d'rabanan, yet he ate a shir that would be mechayiv min menat Torah, he could be mostly a gadol who ate a shir d'rabanan. However, if you had a katan who ate a shir d'rabanan, he cannot be motzi a gadol who ate a shir d'rabanan, because this katan is a double d'rabanan. Number one, his mechayiv is d'rabanan. Number two, his shir was d'rabanan. The gadol, his mechayiv is d'oraisa, but his shir is only d'rabanan. Tosfos' line is that lo asi trei d'rabanan umotzi chad d'rabanan. Based on this, Tosfos in Megillah also explains why a katan cannot be motzi a gadol when it comes to Mikra Megillah. Even though the katan chiyuv is d'rabanan, and the chiyuv of Megillah is only midrabanan, nevertheless, a katan is a double d'rabanan, and a gadol is a full-fledged d'oraisa in general, except when it comes to Megillah, the chiyuv is only d'rabanan. So that's called a trei d'rabanan versus a chad d'rabanan. According to Tosos, in Megillah Yutes Amud Beis, that is the pshat in our Gemara. Then our Gemara was talking about when the katan had more than a shir d'oraisa, but his mechayiv is only d'rabanan. Hence, one d'rabanan could be motzi another d'rabanan. But according to Tosfos in Megillah, if the katan had eaten less than a shir, then that would be called a trei d'rabanan, and he would not be able to be motzi the gadol. Gemara now talks about the beauty of Klal Yisrael, that they're machmir to make what we call a berchas hamazon d'rabanan, even if they ate less than a shir. Darish Rav Avira, Zimnun Amar L'Mishmei d'Rabbi Ami. Rav Avira Darish, and sometimes it was said in the name of Rabbi Ami, Zimnun Amar L'Mishmei d'Rabbi Asi, and sometimes it's called the name of Rasi. Amru Malachei Asher L'Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The angel said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shalom, Kasa B'sar Asecha Asher Lo Yisafanim Lo Yikach Shoichad. You write, bribery is wrong. Follow Atenos upon Yisrael. But you lean towards Klal Yisrael, you favor them. Dichsiv, as we say in Berchas Kohanim, in Parshas Naso, Yisro Hashem Panavei Lecha Vichuneka. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu turn and find favor in you. May you be bribe him. Amar Lahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fine, so my Lachim Chilo, yes, upon Yisrael. How can I not be bribed by Klal Yisrael? Shekasatam, the Torah of Achat, the Sabbath of Rachat, the Shem Elokecha. When you eat him, when you're satisfied, you should bless him. Vehei Medagdikim al Asmam, Ad Kizayis, Ad Kibetza. And they're Medagdik on themselves, even for Kizayis, when the Chiyuv of Minat Torah is even greater, they brought Nuchi Uman upon themselves, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds as a beautiful bride. This Bezer Hashem concludes the Gemara on the Chaf HaMabez, some important Ha'aros along the way from the Tosfosin. Bezer Hashem, we will now go on to the Halacha section of the Chaf Maseches Brachos. Bezer Hashem, the first topic from Daf Chaf is the topic of a woman's chiyuv of tefillah. We learned on the Mishnah from Chaf Amud Aleph to Chaf Amud Beis that women are mechuyavos in tefillah, and what we're going to focus on is one particular part of a woman's chiyuv of tefillah, and that is a small part of it, but a fascinating one, Psukei Dezimra. The Mishnah Berurah in Simen Ayin Sif Katan Beis discusses whether a woman would be chayavos in Psukei Dezimra and thereby not get involved with the question of whether she should be saying Baruch Sha'amar in Yishtabach, but just like she's chayavos in Tefillah, by definition, she'll be chayavos also in Psukei Dezimra. The Mishnah Berurah does not explain the bouncing ball but he alludes to a Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he says, teaches us that Pesukei Dezimra is a chelek in tefillah. And since a woman is chayeves in tefillah, we cannot come along and make the following argument. Since Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach are a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, because they're only said in the morning, therefore one would say that women are exempt. And according to some, which we will get to later on, the Rambam and others, when a woman is exempt, she would not make a bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that line of reasoning is not correct, because Rabbi Akiva Eiger includes it in tefillah. What Rabbi Akiva Eiger is the Mishnah Berurah referring to? Well, Rabbi Akiva Eiger teaches us in Simen Nun Beis that if someone skipped Pesukei Dezimra, the halacha is they do not repeat Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach with a bracha. It's too late. However, what happens if they also made a mistake of Mashiv Aruach Umorid Agashem and they have to go back and repeat Shmona Esrei? In such a case, they can go back and repeat Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach, because that, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, is a chelek in tefillah. Hence, concludes the Mishnah Berurah, that the halacha is that, as we know, women are chayavos to pray once a day, and in their tefillah, according to everybody, they could say Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach. For Ashkenazim and those who follow the Mishnah Berurah, it seems that the answer is clear-cut. However, for Sfardim, it becomes much more murky. At the end of the day, if one does not accept Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Chiddush, that Baruch Sha'amar is simply an extension of Shmona Esrei, right? And one looks at it as separate and distinct, combined with the fact that we know, we might be familiar, that there is a massive machlokas between the Rambam and Chachmei Ashkenaz, whether a woman makes a bracha on a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. In general, the Rambam is much more reticent on making brachos on things that we're not necessarily chayiv in, but we elect to do. Another example is possibly Rosh Chodesh, Halav. If you put the two things together, then you might be creating a real problem. Hence, Chacham Avad Yosef Shlita has many tshuvas discussing this halachic problem for Sephardic women. Should they or should they not say Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach? In one of his later tshuvas, Chacham Yosef Shlita in Yabia Omer, Chelekes Simenches, quotes another Sephardic Godol B'Torah from the previous generation, a contemporary of his, Rav Ben Sion Abishol, who in Or L'Tzion, Chelekes, argues a novel reason of why women, Sephardic women, who generally don't make a bracha mitzvah seishas man grama, could say Baruch Shamar Yishtabach. And that is that it's considered like a birchas shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since it's praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the halacha of not making a bracha unless you are chayiv in the davar, in the manner, in such a place does not apply to birchas shevach vodah. And Chacham Rabbi Ben Sion Abba Shaul, the Chronon of Racha, paskin that women can. However, Chacham Avad Yosef Shlita disagrees, and he concludes that Sephardic women should not say Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach. To understand the scope of his machlokis with Rabbi Sion Abba Shaul, one first needs to understand the argument as presented in the Abia Omer of Rabbi Sion Abba Shaul, and then see Chacham Avadya's rejection. But Rabbi Sion Abba Shaul argues that when it comes to the position of the Rambam and the Mechaber, that women do not make a bracha on a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, it stems from the fact that women cannot say vitzivanu. Ashkenazic posts can disagree, but that's the position of the Mechaber. However, if we're talking about a bircha shevach, where there's no statement of vitzivanu, so then in such a case, he argues, the whole problem of the stira to the reality, the contradiction of the reality that they're not commanded, does not exist. Hence, we will be makel and we will not worry about a brach levatola. The problem of brach levatola starts, Rebbe Nissim Abishol argues, with the word v'tzivanu. In a debatable rejection, Chacham Avadya goes and shows that from other sources, when it comes to a bercha shevach v'hodah, Sfardic poskim are makel as well, and say one should not make a bracha, and thereby are machmir in bracha levatala. Proof number one. Sheva brachos, assumes Chacham Avadya, and it's a logical assumption, is a berchas shevach v'hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happens if you have a woman that's suffix divorced? In Shulchan Aruch, if the husband and wife want to get together again, here's a lasha, mi shegirish is ishto beget, pasul medivreim, tzarech lekatsha, aval eina tzarech levarach sheva brachos. You don't have to say sheva brachos. Wait a second, asks Chacham Avadya, if the whole concern for the mechaber is simply when it comes to berchas hamitzvahs, over here, you don't have a problem with bracha levatala, and it's a berchas shevach. According to you, you said there's no problem with bracha levatala. So why don't you make sheva bracha? Must be the answer is that even on berchas shevach, we're machmir for the chshash of bracha levatala. Similarly, Chacham Avadya argues, a posik that is held in great esteem, the pachad yitzchak imarechas berchas hashevach, writes that by berchas hashevach, there are some who say that there's no such thing as bracha levatala, and he says that that's not true. He says if there's a suffek of the bracha of Yehaluka or a ravis rivenu, in such a case, we say that all the brachos, if a suffek goes with kula. We see Chacham Avadya says that berchas hashevach is no different. Hence, we conclude bottom line, the Ashkenazic women do say Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach, based on the fascinating Rabbi Akiva Eger, as deduced from the Mishnah Berurah. Rabbi Nissim Abishol claims that since the Bircha Shevach it's different, and Chacham Avadya Yosef Shlita went to long distances to attempt to reject that position. Hence, it seems that Chacham Avadya feels that Sfardic women who follow Pesach of the Mechaber that don't make a bracha on a mitzvah sasei shezman grama should not say the brachos of Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach as well. The next halacha topic, Be'ezer Hashem, from Daf Chaf Amud Beis, is a broader one and a very, very important one. That is the nature of women's chiyuv in Birchas HaMazon. We had a shaila that Ravina had posed to Rava in regards to whether a woman is mechuyeves min ha-Torah for benching or not. Why would a woman not be mechuyeves? So either, as Rashi had said, because they weren't included in Chalukas Ha'aretz, which is mentioned in benching, or as Tosus had said, because they don't have a bris. How do we paskin? What are the implications of that halacha l'maisa? In Simin Kuf Peivav, the Mechaber paskins as follows. Noshim chayavos b'birchas hamazon, v'safeku, and it's a safek, imhein chayavos midoraisa, whether chayavos minat Torah. What's the nafkamina, whether chayavos Torah or not, as alluded to in our Gemara? Umotzio says hanoshim, if they're chayav minat Torah, Shulchan Aruch says they could be motzi hanoshim. Oim einon chayavos el midrabanon, ve'einon motzios. If they're only mechuyeves midrabanon, then they cannot be motzi men. Parenthetically, the famous Rush up in our Suga, in Simin Yud Gimel, asks, but men who were Yotzei Mitzvah could be motzi another man because of the idea of Arvus. The Rush says his controversial line, where he says Arvus is Shaykh between men and men, but not between women and men. Either way, this is the bottom line in Shulchan Aruch, that there is a suffix whether women are chayeves minator midrabanan. Well, there's a big nafkamina, as the Mishnah Berurah raises. What happens if a woman has a suffix whether she benched? If you're a man, then your chiyuv is vaday min haTorah. Suffix del raisa goes to chumra. But for a woman, here we've got a problem. And the achronim are split down the line. In Sif Katan Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah quotes many achronim that say that you do repeat, and many achronim that say that you do not. The bottom line in the Mishnah Berurah is actually an interesting conclusion, and that is that women would be lamaisa appropriate, it would be appropriate for them to repeat Berachas Hamazon, concludes the Mishnah Berurah, because he argues that the majority of the Rishonim hold that women are actually chayavos menata. So we would not evoke the rule, according to Mishnah Berurah, of Safek Brachos Lekula, since the majority of Poskim hold that her chiyuv is daraisa, if she has a Safek, she would be in all the right to repeat Birchas Hamazon. This is actually a fascinating tension in halacha, because this is where, on the one hand, you have the rule of Safek Brachas Lekula and Lo Sisa. On the other hand, the Be'er Halacha claims that the majority of Rishonim assume that the Chiyuv is Doraisa. And this is one of the rare instances where you'll find in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, where the Piskei Tshuvos comes out without almost presenting the other side against the Mishnah Berurah, or the Mishnah Berurah's Psak in the Be'er Halacha. And that is the Piskei Tshuvos, written by a Biala Chassid, part of the Biala dynasty, a very charismatic Halacha Chacham, Rav Rabinovich. He writes that the custom is not to repeat, a woman should not repeat, Shelo Tivarech Shisafek, Mishum Nidnud Iser Delo Sisa. So what we have here is a halachic tension. On the one hand, the majority of poskim say that the halacha is that she's mechuyav es metara. On the other hand, you have the chash of lo sisa shem hashem elokecha lashav, which the Piskei Tshuvos, although that is very debatable, is assuming that even if you say a bracha, it would be an iser daraisa lo sisa. I recall that the Rambam and the Tshuvos and others don't necessarily agree with that. But on the one hand, there is this fear, tremendous fear of bracha v'atala. On the other hand, you have the Mishnah Berurah's claim that the majority of Rishonim say the chiyuv is daraisa. And here we have an anomaly where the Piskei Tshuvos himself says not to repeat, yet in the Be'er Halacha seems to be leaning to the side that a woman should repeat Shemoneh Esrei. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the brief halachic topics from Daf Chaf in Brachos.